Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and now published author. We're talking about healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. And my question is, what do they have to do with knowing your family history? So just a little bit of background, and it's quite personal. So I just really want to share from the bottom of my heart. Before I got pregnant, my husband and I did medical research to know the chances of having a healthy child, since there were mental issues on both sides of the family. We didn't want to have any issues with our child. So we were told everything is going to be fine. Don't worry about it. There is nothing to worry about. Just get pregnant and enjoy your baby. Well, long story short, a lot of it happened. We didn't know till just probably 15 years ago or so that our beautiful baby actually did have a mental disorder, a mental chemical imbalance in her brain called bipolar. The interesting thing is, they, as the doctors and the specialists we were talking to, at that time did not know the difference between schizophrenia, bipolar, and borderline personality disorder. They're all chemical imbalances, but they are quite different in each other's brain. So it's not the same treatment. It's all different. And I go, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known then, 33 years ago, what I know now. But you know what? It's never too late to share the information with other people who are facing similar issues. So long story short, in the meantime, I actually have learned that my mother-in-law was bipolar. She was not schizophrenic. Yet my grandmother from my biological mother's side was schizophrenic. And our daughter is not schizophrenic, but she is bipolar. So anyway, to make a long story short, that's it for that particular thing. I have found a book that was actually recommended to me by a dear friend, and it's called Stop Walking on Eggshells. It's the second edition, and it was written by Paul T. Mason, MS, and Randy Krager. And that book is so amazing for people with mental instabilities and with mental challenges, because it kind of shows that he says, she says, or whatever, which way you want to take it, and how people with mental illness actually look at things and read you or hear you. And that book is absolutely amazing. So I've been reading that and recommending it to some of my clients, and they all come back and said it was the most amazing book. So I don't get credit for it. I did not write it. I'm just recommending it because it was recommended to me, and it's been helping me to realize that it's not always my fault when something does not come across the way it's supposed to, that it's just understood in a different way due to the chemical imbalance. Well, I wanted to go on to last Thursday, which was the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend, and there was so much going on. So my husband and I took a 24-hour trip. Actually, it was 21 hours. We flew from Long Beach to Sacramento, rented a car, and drove to Redding to go visit an uncle who's 92 and a half, his son and wife. The son is my husband's cousin, the wife. And that goes back to the family history. We knew there was some Indian American, Native American in my husband's family, but we didn't know quite everything. And we have noticed that my husband, as well as our daughter, has some allergies And we started doing some research and found out that it is actually due to the American Indian or the Native American heritage. So my uncle, who's 92 and a half, is actually half American, Native American. His son is, his sister was half too. His sister was actually my husband's mother. So my husband's a quarter, and our daughter, or no, his, oh, sorry. Okay, 92 and a half year old uncle's father was a half Indian. My uncle was a quarter. His, and so his, my mother-in-law was a quarter, or was less. His father, I don't know how it goes. I can't remember it. Anyway, our daughter is only a 16th and my husband's an 8th, a Native American. And they have issues with lactose intolerance. Our daughter also is nuts, and I just checked up on it. And I found that many Native Americans actually do have some nut allergies. But it's safe to assume and to say that almost all Native Americans are lactose intolerant. So what does that have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Well, very simple. Having learned about our family history back to the Modoc Indian tribe with their allergies towards nuts and lactose intolerance, I've realized that avoiding lactose products, like milk products such as ice cream, whipping cream, cheese, butter, milk, all these things, is wise because it avoids having serious stomach pains, cramping like crazy. It avoids diarrhea and vomiting, having those issues, because those are not fun either, and they can lead to dehydration, which makes it even worse. So looking into that and knowing the history actually helps you avoid those particular things. So you don't have to spend the pain. You don't have to spend the mental anguish. So it actually increases your mental health when you don't have to suffer pain. And it definitely increases your financial health because you don't have to run to the doctor or go on medications all the time to feel semi or right. Just choose a way to live that you don't have to face those intolerances. So I have learned quite a bit about the tribe and what's going on. Actually found out that the Modoc tribe and was actually put into the Klamath tribe's reservation, and the two of them didn't get along. And so Captain Jack took off with his tribe and came back to the Redding area. And that's where my uncle still lives. So it's quite interesting to see that. And if you want to know more about it, just Google it to Modoc, M-O-D-O-C, tribe in California, in the Redding area, and you will find what's going on. It's very interesting, really interesting. And so I just wanted to definitely point that out, that just knowing the background and doing enough research before you get yourself into a predicament, medical, mental, financial, doesn't matter, because in the long run, it all comes together anyway. I've stressed that over and over again. When your body is not healthy because you have allergies, intolerances, or whatever, then your mental state suffers, and when that suffers, you have to go to the doctor, or just already because of the medical thing, you have to go to the doctor. And most people have to have co-pays and have to pay for things, and the medications aren't covered or only partially. And so it is important to know where you're coming from and where you're going and what you're reproducing. So after the beautiful visit with our uncle, who's 92 and a half, we drove then to Stockton to go to our adopted daughter's graduation. She's actually the first family member in her family who graduated from college. And even though this was a community college, she's going to go on to Berkeley and study there with her family, her two boys and her fiancé. And it is just so amazing to see how people, when they get the best support network possible, and when people tell them that they believe in them, that they can do it, can actually move on and go outside their box the way they were taught to think. In my family, nobody ever did blah, blah, blah. That's where this young lady came from. Now, look at her. She is going off to Berkeley to study. I am so proud. And I just want to say, again, she changed her mindset. She changed everything around in her lifestyle to become happy, healthy, body, mind, and finances. And she has found ways to go and follow her dream that none of her family members have done thus far. So she is setting a precedent, and hopefully some others in her family might follow her. And we know already her sons are talking about it, and they're going to be moving on and doing something really good with their lives. So again, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. If you have anything that you want to share or that you want to know more about or where I can help you to get a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, please go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com and send me a message, or call me or text me at 562-335-4956. Again, that's 562-335-4956, and leave me a detailed message on how I can help you. As you probably know from previous episodes, I have released 50-some pounds and feel totally great about myself now. Have self-confidence and know that I can do things. I have so many backgrounds. I'm an expert in so many fields because I have a minimum of 10,000 hours of acquired experience. And so I definitely want to share with you as much as I can. I have also included a little link below in hyperlink for more Indian information about pictures of the way they looked at that time in the 1870s. And if you or your children or grandchildren need to do some research, that's just a little start. Just a little start for you to find information and figure out how to continue researching it. Anyway, so that's it for right now. Reason why this is all a little bit choppy, I had everything written. I just wanted to post it and save it, and it got wiped out. I just got a new internet provider 2 days ago, and wow, everything is totally different. So anyhow, I hope that you see that family history research actually pays off. We now know why our daughter has nut and lactose intolerance, and we can help circumvent those issues so she does not need to take a lactate pill. And we have found out more about our history, and we are so happy and thrilled. We had a fabulous drive, made it home at 4 a.m. on Friday morning. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. If you want to be on my show, contact me too and let me know what you would like to talk about and how I can put you on. And we'll go from there. Looking forward to hearing from you. Wishing everybody a fabulous week and stay healthy. Bye.